In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross Shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
It's time to talk that talk, and we talk it like no one else. This is The Stinking Truth. Now, here's your host, Mark Schlereth.
Hey, welcome to the Stink Truth Podcast. Alongside Mike Evans, I am Mark Schlereth. Just got back from a game in Miami, the New Orleans Saints against the Miami Dolphins. It's time for the leftovers, Mike, and all the things that we learned. Oh, shoot, sorry.
That's right.
That we learned. Let me throw your notes on the ground.
Yeah.
That we
not
learned.
Not nearly as important as that folder right there.
That this is the folder that has all the stuff. All the little note cards written on it right here. That's the one. All right, so where do you want to start, buddy?
Well, let's start with the Dolphins. And this has been one of the more fascinating stories in the NFL. I mean, it's not, you know, right up the top. But the fact that it just seemed like it was a matter of when, not if, Mike McDaniel would be fired. Dead man walking in those capri pants of his.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden, it looks like the Dolphins. I mean, that'd be my question. Do you get the sense the Dolphins are playing for Mike McDaniel? Are they trying to save his job? Or is he just benefiting from a team that maybe is starting to play to the level that a lot of us thought they might play to before the season? What's going on with these Dolphins?
I think that Mike McDaniel, in the last 5 weeks, and you know I don't like to go NFL and like brilliant or genius, like they're mutually exclusive events. We're all a bunch of PE majors, right? But Mike McDaniel has been brilliant from a game planning standpoint, using motion, using formation, using personnel groupings to capture the edge of an opponent's defense in the running game. And they went from zero usage in the first 7 weeks of a big tight end. So they go big Y. And the Y they use is backup offensive lineman Daniel Brunskill. So they get into big Y formations. They get him in the backfield. They get him on the edge. They get him as the nub tight end. You know what a nub tight end is? The reference of a nub tight end. Any idea?
I mean, right on the end of the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, but there's no other receiver out there. So the nub tight end is when you put a tight end on one side and you have all the wide receivers on the other side. Okay? So they'll use him as a nub tight end, and then they'll capture that strong side running game with a tight end. You know who becomes the C-gap or the D-gap alley player is the corner if you're playing zone. So now all of a sudden I'm working combinations up to, you know, to the Sam linebacker, and I've got a corner run and run support. So now all of a sudden I'm putting corners on backs if we're running wide and saying, you got to get involved in the tackling. You got to get involved in the run game. And how does that affect you in the passing game? So they're using him. So they went from zero usage in big formations using Daniel Brunskill as the Y to running it more than anybody else in the National Football League over the last 5 weeks at a 27, almost 30% rate. They're in that personnel grouping. So it's things like that that they've done. Their pin and pull game, their power game, their kind of center, their center counter game. They have gotten to the edge, and Devon Achane is brilliant. He's a brilliant runner. And as fast as you think he is, as fast as he looks on film, guess what? He's faster in the game. The dude's got a rocket up his ass. And he's just, I mean, taking off. So he had 120, 30 yards rushing against the New Orleans Saints, who's a good defense. But, man, his ability to capture the edge, and he's much stronger and much better between the tackles than you think. So they've got this unreal running game. Now, interestingly enough, sitting there talking to Mike McDaniel, I'm like, all right, so here's my assessment. I think Tua is the best quarterback I have watched under center off the play action game, throwing the drift routes, throwing the glances, the in-cutting routes from the numbers back into the hash marks. I don't think there's anybody that throws the ball with more anticipation on time, on target, than Tua in those situations. He's phenomenal. But in dropback, he is below average. And it was really interesting because maybe I didn't say below average, but that's where he struggles. And Mike McDaniel said, that's what we're trying to work on. We're trying to work on timing up the drop back with what we do in play action. And it didn't time up yesterday, because in the drop back game, now there was rain and there was, you know, there was a monsoon before the game started, and it rained off and on during the game, but their drop back game was not very good. And Tua wasn't great in the drop back game. And it's funny because as I went through the game, I'm like, why are we not under center? Why are we not running the play action stuff? Why are we not doing this? And it dawned on me somewhere in the fourth quarter, I talked about it. I was like, you know, this may be one of those situations where you're like, we're going to be good enough running the ball against these guys that we don't need as much play action game. That what we need to do is work on, if we're going to make a playoff push, we have to get better at the drop back game. And so we're going to lean into it and try to work on it in this game where we started the game off 16-0. Now, I'm telling you, it became a tight one down the stretch. It was a really good game down the stretch. But their running game, their use of formations, their ability to capture the perimeter of the defense with Achane, that part's going to keep them in a lot of games, Mike.
You got a couple of the leftovers from the Dolphins. You got that big, expansive offense, defense, maybe a couple things that you were really interested going into the game that maybe for Dolphin fans you'd love to share with that didn't come through the broadcast.
And like I think another thing, I talked about this in the broadcast as well, is getting Julian Hill back at the tight end position. He's missed a couple of games. He is their movement tight end, but that dude is a beast on the edge. I mean, a beast blocking people, and he was phenomenal in this game. He may not compile more than a catch or two in any given game. You know, it'll be one of those spot routes where he catches it and gets tackled immediately and it's a 4-yard gain. And he may have two of those, and that's about the, you know, he'll run the flat off of a, you know, boot keep game, and he may get a 3-yard catch or whatever, maybe turn it into a 6-yard catch. He is not going to be that involved in the passing game, but that dude is a difference maker. The timing of that motion, all the things they do, I thought he was phenomenal in this game. And then defensively, I think the cool thing for me defensively with the Miami Dolphins is when I watched them, I called them week 5 against Carolina, and I thought defensively they had a bunch of young defensive linemen and they were getting pushed around. They were getting shoved out of their gap responsibility. They were not very good. And on tape, what I watched was this dramatic improvement.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And that dramatic improvement hasn't led to a huge discrepancy in yards per carry. It's about a half a yard per carry, you know, maybe a little bit more than half a yard per carry. It wasn't that, Mike. It was they were giving up 30 points a game in the first 7 games of the season. They're down to 16 points a game right now, somewhere 16 point something points per game. And that young defensive line, that rotation, man, they've gotten so much better. Their ability to hold the point, hold their gap responsibility, play gap and a half. So make sure that you hold that point. And as the running back cuts back off of that, you know, jamming up that B gap or that A gap, their ability to bounce back out and get in on the tackle.
Real quick with the Dolphins, after watching them, what they're doing right now, is this simply all about creating momentum for next season, or do you think winning out is a possibility? They got 5 games left. They're sitting here at 5-7. They get the Jets, the Steelers, the Bengals, the Bucks, and they finish up at New England. Do you see a team that could run the table?
Yes.
Wow. Emphatically.
Yeah,
all right,
I do.
So then 10-7 and perhaps playing themselves into the playoff mix the final week of the season is still in play for the Dolphins, you think?
I don't think any question.
Wow.
Now,
okay.
I think Tua's going to have to play a lot better in the drop back game. But their run game, Mike, is I don't care who they run it against, they're legit. Their run game is legit. And I think they stayed away from some play action stuff. Part of it was Staley was going to play a shell defense because in that area he wants a safety rolling down there in the area they want to throw the ball into. So I think that was part of it. I think part of it was the rain. Tua's going to have to be better, but with the defensive structure and the way they've played, with Jordan Brooks just running around having tackling practice, that guy has been unbelievable. So has Tyrell Dotson. He's been great. I think they've got a chance to run the table. Is it likely? Probably not, but I could see them ending up 10-7 and giving themselves a chance.
On the other side, the Saints, it's a forgettable season. They're 2-10. But let's be honest. This can go down as a successful season if they can feel like they've found their answer at quarterback. watching Tyler Shuck play.
Yeah.
Do you see signs that they have?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, I said this on our podcast yesterday, Mike, that Tyler Shuck is the best quarterback out of this 2025 draft class. He's playing better than any other rookie quarterback has played this year. And so, and I'll put, obviously, J.J. McCarthy in that because he didn't play his rookie year. But he is playing the best. And what I saw from him, a couple of things. Got to know where your answers are. So when you're going through progressions as a quarterback, know where my answer is. So what do I mean by that? Hey, 1-2 to check down. 1-2 to check down. 1-2-3 to check down. Maybe your check down is 1-2 to take off. Use my legs. Like, maybe that's your check down, but understand what the answer is. And I saw him do that. So that was impressive, right? To get out of those things. Great poise in the pocket, but unbelievable conviction, Mike. Like, when he sees something, man, he lets it freaking eat. Now, he had a second down and one, I think it was. He throws a dime piece to Chris Olave, who's their best receiver, for a touchdown, and Chris dropped it. Tough coverage, you know. It went through his hands. It went through his freaking hands at the very end of that game that wins that game for them, and he dropped it. Then third down and one, I thought they should have run the ball, but they didn't want to. You know, they wanted to conserve the timeout. They had one timeout left at the very end of the game. And here's one thing that was impressive. The third down and run one, they ran a stick combination. Stick inside receiver. Okay, this is what stick is. Inside receiver runs a 5-yard out. Outside receiver, number one, takes off vertical, right? And what you're trying to get is that cornerback to run with him, right? And that stick is open because you gain inside leverage on that player, so it's open and you can hit it. Earlier in the game, they ran that combination. The corner sat, and the safety, who looked like they were playing cover three, you know, disguise, whoom, gets over the top. So he's got the vertical, right?
Yep.
And the corner squats, and he takes off and intercepts that stick. And that was Rasul Douglas for the Miami Dolphins, intercepted the stick. And this is one thing you love about young players, right? Don't make the same mistake.
Right, right. Don't be a mistake repeater.
Exact same look, exact same play. Looked like they were in a single high look, and that safety took off over the top to take that deep, you know, that deep release on the stick. And he went to, and he's like, corner squat, nope, pulled it, right? And ended up being an incomplete somewhere else. Uh-huh. But I was like, that's impressive. You know, I thought in my head, and didn't get out on the broadcast, but I was like, that's impressive because he didn't repeat the mistake and gave them a 4th-and-1 chance they didn't convert on a QB sneak, and the rest is history, blah, blah, blah. But that was big time, not repeating the mistake you made earlier in the game that cost you an interception. I thought that was big. The other thing, man, is he was orchestrating on the line of scrimmage, Mike. He was calling out protections, changing the slide, and he was right. He's making the right call to protect himself, great poise up there online, and then delivering the ball. And the other thing he did, man, scramble drill. He had a couple of plays where things broke down, kept his eyes down the field, not staring at the rush, but down the field, moved around, manipulated the pocket, and then his guys played off of him, threw a touchdown to Olave that was freaking money. I mean money. And then a touchdown also off a scramble drill to Vele.
Yep.
Who had a bunch of catches in this game. Yep. So they're not a very talented team. They got a lot of work to do. They got to revamp the inside three of their offensive line. They've got to get some weapons around him because Olave, to me, is not a number one wide receiver. I think he's a I think he's a good number two. So I think they've got to do that. I'd like to see them get a dynamic tight end. They've got a lot of work to do, but this affords you the opportunity to say, hey, if you sit at number two right now and let's say number one takes an edge rusher or whatever, and you can get yourself two first-rounders, right? You can go – if somebody wants to come up and get one of these quarterbacks mm-hmm. who's going to – you know, the Indiana kid or maybe the Ohio State, whatever. Like, you're in a good position to trade back, compile assets because you need more talent. And what I saw from Tyler Shuck, man, that's a kid who loves the competition. He loves the preparation during the week. And I tell you this all the time. When I hear guys say, man, I just go out there and ball, I'm like, that makes my skin crawl. And I'm talking to him, man. He's like, man, I love the preparation. I love to look at who can I attack? Who do I want to stay away from? What do they do in these situations? Like, that dude was dialed in. I was really impressed.
Well, I'll leave you with this because you take a look right now, and this is my message to Saints fans. It doesn't take much, okay? Last year, New England was 4-13. 4-13. Now they're 10-2. And what were New England fans able, even at the end of a 4-13 season, to feel good about? The direction that they were going at quarterback mm-hmm. with Drake May. And if your instincts are right here about Shuck, then you know what? 2-10 could be a 3-4 win season for the Saints. But if you feel confident you got the guy moving forward, it's amazing how quickly your fortune can change.
Yeah, how things can change around. There's no question about it. All right, everybody, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. For the Stink of Truth fans out there, for everybody involved in the show and the leftovers, man, we appreciate you guys so much. Hey, make sure you stay here locked in. Next week, I've got Cleveland. I'll have a firsthand look at Shedeur Sanders for you guys coming out of Cleveland. The potential of a new sack record by Myles Garrett should be good. Cam Ward, the rookie quarterback from Tennessee, will break it all down right here on the Stinkin' Truth Leftovers podcast. Make sure you share it. Make sure you subscribe. Thank you so much for making us a part of your week.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.